Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the protests continue.
Gaza sees you!
Gaza war protesters on at least five college campuses clashing with police on Saturday. All told, at least 200 arrested before it was over. At Columbia, the administration vowed yesterday not to bring in police to clear the unauthorized tent city that remains on campus, saying it would be counterproductive. However, they also vowed to hold accountable protesters who mock or threaten to kill Jews or use hate speech.
Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, under fire for her response.
It was a completely ineffectual gesture.
Columbia professor Joseph Howley.
When the university called the NYPD in, what did that do to the situation?
I mean, it was a disastrous escalation.
At some universities, protesters have been dealt with aggressively.
For what reason? I'm just standing on the sidewalk.
Correspondent Michael George, pro-Palestinian students are now suing Columbia. They claim they're the victims of harassment. The school hasn't done anything to stop it, despite dozens of complaints. No comment yet from Columbia about the legal action. Now, Ariel is a Columbia student who is not protesting, but has concerns about how school officials have been handling it.
People just feel betrayed by these administrators who are supposed to protect them and supposed to preserve kind of freedom within the university. So I think it's what I'm hearing is mostly disappointment with the admin.
School administrators are allowing students to take their classes online for the rest of the semester after Jewish students said the protests left them feeling unsafe on campus. Now, one of this weekend's more violent confrontations happened yesterday at Northeastern University in Boston. Police in riot gear tore down an encampment after protesters refused to leave, and some 100 people were arrested.
The university says it called in police because protesters were shouting anti-Semitic slogans like "Kill the Jews." But student Sarah Barber says it was counter-protesters who shouted that.
There were pro-Israeli protesters that came with Israel flags, and they were shouting and they were saying things such as "Kill the Jews, don't you agree?" while the encampment protesters were chanting "Do not engage," and they weren't responding.
The chants I heard were "Let the kids go," "Free Palestine," and this one.
Not another nickel! Not another dime! No more money for Israel's crimes!
Correspondent Suzanne Sausville, a spokeswoman for Northeastern, said the student demonstration had been infiltrated by professional organizers, something students have denied. Well, thousands of runners up early in the five boroughs this morning for a couple of big events. In Lower Manhattan, it's the 12th annual 9/11 Memorial and Museum 5K. 1010 Wynn spoke with the museum's Visionary Network chair, Robert Peretta, about the event.
This race that we have, it is our annual race, and it is a great way to engage the New York community. We are actually in the 12th year of the 5K. This is actually the 9/11 Memorial Museum's largest public fundraiser by numbers of attendees.
Funds raised will support educational programs to help teach future generations about the events of 9/11. The run route will trace the path of rescue and recovery workers as they made their way to Ground Zero. Meanwhile, across the East River, it's the Brooklyn Half Marathon this morning. 1010 Winds spoke with the founder of NYC Runs, Steve Lasto.
Starts in North Brooklyn near McCarran Park at 7 a.m. 22,000 athletes will be leaving the start line, taking a tour of iconic Brooklyn.
And they will make their way from the start in Greenpoint to the finish in Prospect Park. A newborn baby found dead in Staten Island, and now two adults are under arrest, reportedly the parents.
Police have been here on the eighth floor all morning since finding the lifeless body of a one-month-old baby boy. Joan Thurston lives a couple doors away.
I'm tearing up right now because that's not anything I want to hear. I have six grandchildren.
Cops got the call at around 6:45 Saturday morning for an unconscious infant at 240 Broadway. He was later pronounced dead at Richmond University Medical Center. This neighbor didn't want to be identified.
You know, I would see the little boy and the mother.
Right.
I never seen an infant.
Police say there was visible trauma to the baby's left arm. Two people were taken into custody. Darius Rantzias, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in West Brighton, Staten Island.
The suspects now identified as 38-year-old Leonard Thompson and 36-year-old Janice Lightfoot, both charged with reckless endangerment. There's been another earthquake in central New Jersey, not a big one, but about 700 residents reported feeling it shortly before 9 Saturday morning in the Somerset Hills area. It registered a 2.9 magnitude, no damage reported. This wasn't far from the epicenter of the larger size earthquake felt around much of the tri-state on April 5th. That was the third worst to hit the region in some 240 years, and it was felt by about 42 million people.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.